Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Blake Shelton on KFrog. You know, it's interesting you just said what you did, because realistically, Blake used his job to meet a couple of women.
That's true.
Past couple of wives. I do believe he met through work, right?
And his current girlfriend.
Yeah.
So yeah, it worked for him. But there was a story making the rounds because it's prom time, you know, and everybody's trying to find a cool way to get a prom date.
The promposal.
Exactly. Yeah. So there was actually a Chick-fil-A in Florida, and one of its employees was joking around with one of the managers saying, "Hey, I need a date. You want to go with me?" And the manager was like, "No, I'm not going to go with you, but I have an idea." So on the sign outside of Chick-fil-A, they put, "Tanner needs a prom date. Details inside." Mm. This is that big sign that you drive by on the street so everybody could see. And yeah, he said he had some people come in, you know, inquiring about the date. But what a cool way to put your work to work for you to try and get a date.
Yeah, no kidding.
Have you ever done that, Scott?
What, trying to get a date through my job?
Mm-hmm.
Well, back in the day, back when I was a young single guy.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Really? Did you have some like shawarmy line though? "Hey, I can get you a meet and greets."
Yes. "You want to meet George Strait? Well, I might be able to help. Yeah, of course you're going to have to go to the show with me."
That's pretty good though. George Strait, I would probably go to a show with
it
you.
It usually wasn't that level. It was usually more like, "What, you want to meet John Michael Montgomery? Sure, I could help." Yes, I did. That was highly unethical of me, but it happened back in the day.
Not too bad, though.
Eh, not great. I shouldn't laugh about that. I should. These days, somebody would start a hashtag campaign about what a horrible person I am if I tried to pull that off. I'm so glad I married and off the market, you know? I don't have to sweat things like that anymore.
Dating is definitely more difficult nowadays. Whew. But if you have the right kind of job, it could definitely help you to get a date. Like, you know, you have access to some cool stuff. So yeah, it might be a perk to, "Hey, if you go on a date with me, we'll see a concert." You might get to meet some cool people.
Or this kid, "Hey, you go to prom with me, I'll get you all the Chick-fil-A you want."
Guess where we're going to have dinner at.
Yeah. All right, we're wondering, anybody else out there ever use your job to get a date?
Okay.
Just wondering. Be careful what you say. You might not want to say the name of your business. I don't know. Unless you don't work there anymore. But did you ever do that, really? Use your job to actually get dates.
Okay, you can call or text us, 888-431-FROG. That's 888-431-3764. All right, so there's a story going around about a kid who works at Chick-fil-A, and he used a sign outside of Chick-fil-A to help him get a date to prom. So we're asking you, have you ever used your job to try and get a date?
Hi, I didn't try and get a date from my job, but one time I was pulled over, and a highway patrolman was flirting with me and was going to write me a ticket, but he told me he wouldn't give me a ticket if I went out with him on Friday night. Do you want to hear the kicker to the story?
Sure.
I was only 16 at the time.
Oh!
Ooh.
Yeah, after he found that I was 16, he really started backpedaling.
I bet.
He's all, "Never mind, here's your ticket, bye."
Yeah, it happens a lot, though.
I wouldn't think this day and age. I mean, once upon a time, sure, but now thanks to social media?
Yeah.
You're going to be doing time in prison for that, so...
Putting yourself in your own cop car.
Yeah. I don't know. We're curious. Anybody ever really use their job to get a date? 735 at KFrog. Kid works at Chick-fil-A. He used the marquee to try to get a prom date. So it begs the question, did you ever use your job to try to get a date?
I worked at Cedar Brothers for a long time, and it never happened to me, but damn, I wish it did. I would see girls get dates all the time. And I'm like, how are you... Like, when do you have time to even, like, get this guy's number? I'm not even kidding you. It would happen. One of my friends actually is still married. She's been married for 10 years to our Sierra Brothers customer. So I do see it happen. It's kind of crazy. Like, you just kind of solicit yourself.
So, no, these are women who are working at the counter checking people out?
Literally, checking people out.
Well, yeah.
Hey, I want to go out with you.
I didn't mean it that way. I meant like, you know, working as a checker. That's what I meant.
They're doing double duty.
Text message says, I was at a Lake Elsinore storm game, and one of the guys that worked there went down on the field to ask a girl out.
That's very special.
That's pretty bold.
Good way. Yeah. If you get rejected, that's embarrassing. Mm. The walk of shame off the field.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Says, I've never used my job to get a date, but I am a hairstylist. I get asked out all the time, and so do my coworkers. Never underestimate what you can get with an amazing scalp massage and some shampoo.
Line four, good morning.
Yeah, I used my, I didn't use my job, but I did get a date, and now I'm married to the person I was dating.
Oh, so what line of work were you in?
I was a medical escort officer in a correctional facility.
Holy cow.
I used to escort all the high-level inmates to up to the medical center for x-rays, doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, all that stuff. So I dated more than my share of nurses. And
okay.
Okay. I was like, not an inmate, right?
Yeah, I wondered.
No, not inmates.
No, okay.
You need to lead with that.
Yeah.
Because Scott and I were immediately thinking you're hooking up with an inmate.
Oh, yeah. It was a male correctional facility.
Ah.
No females. So
well, listen, hey, yeah. Man, whatever is your thing, that's okay. It's okay. All right. Well, thank you for clarifying.
All right.
Okay.
You guys have a good one.
I'm glad you thought that, too.
I was like, where's this going?
Well, this is an episode of Dateline.
Right. Here's another text message. It says, I used to work at a gas station. I met plenty of dates there because I used to be able to give certain discounts. As a matter of fact, I met my wife of 21 years ago at that same gas station because she used to smoke, and I would give her discounts on packs and cartons of cigarettes.
Oh. Is that to celebrate her 15th birthday, or what are we... and finally, a text that says, I was a soldier and ladies love men in uniform.
Mm-hmm.
I used to use that to my benefit. I had girls calling me at 10 p.m. telling me to come over in my uniform.
Nice.
Now I'm a funeral director and girls are scared of me. Yeah.